In just 1 minute, Carl gets his newsmaker voices ready for another edition of Who's Carl This Time. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paul, border security, obviously an important issue in the United States, but also around the world. However, according to the Times of London, as a cost-cutting measure, Britain's new border patrol has been told it should no longer do what?
It should no longer show up for work. It should no longer patrol a border of some kind.
Yeah, you're actually right. The proposal is that they shouldn't guard the border or the ports of entry on holidays and weekends. Britain's Department of Treasury has issued edicts to all its departments to cut their budgets rather severely. In response, the Border and Immigration Agency, perhaps trying to make a point, announced that starting April 1st, on all weekends and holidays, British borders will be operating on the honor system. So you have people happening to enter the country on, say, Guy Fawkes Day. Well, there'll be a rubber stamp there in the desk. You stamp your own passport. There'll be a bin for any contraband you happen to have on you. And there'll be a photo array of suspected criminals. You inspect it. If you find your own picture, you reach your hand around, you grab your own collar, and you kick yourself out of the country.
I actually drove from France into the UK, and, you know, I had that long border wait there, and hours and hours and hours of waiting. And as we got there, the guy just leaned into the window and said, "All right, no smuggling today then, all right? Okay, all right.
All right, Chappy, cheer up now."
For real.
Yeah. No smuggling today. That's all he said.
No smuggling today.
It's no smuggling Wednesday.
Well, anybody who shows up in a submersible car capable of driving across the English Channel, Paul, is going to be treated with some respect. So, Roy, Russia's Federal Guard Service, Moscow's equivalent of the U.S. Secret Service, is implementing a strange new program at the Kremlin. Or at least we think so, because whatever it is, it's required the purchase of more than 3,000 what?
Little suction cups. 3,000 little, yeah. They're walking on the ceiling. I have no idea. Could you give me a hint?
Well, they also need 3,000 pounds of cheese.
Ooh. 3,000 mice?
Yes. 3,000 mice. Russia's Federal Guard Service does whatever it takes to keep the Russian president safe, and if that requires 3,200 white lab mice, so be it. The Kremlin posted an ad offering $21,000 for the mice, specifying that they...
Not to the mice.
But not to the mice, for the mice. Mice can't read, Ron.
No, that's right.
Yet.
Nor do they know what to do with $7 each.
The Kremlin specified that the mice be white, female, and weigh between 16 and 18 grams each. In other words, in the argot of personal ads, no fatties. The Kremlin isn't telling what it wants the mice for. There has been speculation that the mice will be food testers, or be food, or perhaps they will be transformed by fairy godmothers into an army of invincible footmen for the new president. Just to be on the safe side, though, the U.S. Department of Defense just gave Halliburton a no-bid contract to provide $7 billion worth of cats. Roy, an inspirational story for you about recovery and love for one's pet. Sheila Weir from the British town of Crewe is hoping that her parrot will sleep better now that she's given him what?
A cracker.
No.
No.
It's usually the pirate that has this, not the parrot on her shoulder.
He's going to sleep better when he has an eye patch?
No.
No.
The other...
A bottle of rum?
No.
Peg leg. Would I? You know that guy.
Yeah.
We were running out of pirate icons.
We were.
We were getting down to a sash.
A hook for a wing.
What does a parrot do with a cutlass? I don't get it.
Over a year ago, George, an African great parrot, was attacked by a wild animal. Survived, lost a claw, though. Now, whenever he tries to sleep, he slips off his perch and he squawks, "Bloody hell!" Well, this was no doubt amusing at first. Ms. Weir quickly grew weary of it and had George outfitted with a little prosthetic claw. He's still getting used to his new little fake leg. In fact, after his first good night's sleep, we hear George woke up, and the first thing he said was, "Bloody hell!" Because he's a parrot. That's all he knows how to say.
I'm a parrot, I'm a parrot, I'm your closest friend. I say the same things all day long and drive you round the bend.
Reservate, reservate, who's a pretty boy?
Intelligent conversation is the one thing I enjoy.